USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A 1,000-bed hospital built in just 10 days to handle the coronavirus epidemic opened its doors to its first patients in Wuhan, China. The hospital was built specifically to handle patients infected with the coronavirus that has left more than 360 dead. Construction began January 24th with a crew of 7,000 people working around the clock. A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and an Iranian pilot shows authorities immediately knew that a missile had downed a Ukrainian jetliner, killing all 176 people aboard, despite denials by the Islamic Republic. Ukraine's President Zelensky acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by Ukrainian television. In Tehran, the head of the Iranian investigation team acknowledged the recording was legitimate and said it was immediately handed over to Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Democrats are putting Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan on the national stage to rebut President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, elevating a fresh face and casting an election year spotlight on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump captured in 2016. Her selection has led to increased speculation she could be a running mate pick, though she says she's not interested. A student privacy law will complicate the U.S. Census Bureau's ability to get complete information about students living in college-run housing for the nation's headcount, according to the warning the U.S. Department of Education has sent to universities. Because of the decades-old privacy law, university administrators will not be able to disclose students' sex, race, or Hispanic origin, if asked. The 2020 count will help determine the allocation of $1.5 trillion in federal spending dollars and how many congressional seats each state gets. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged Kazakhstan to be cautious when doing international business with China. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Speaking from Nur Sultan, Mr. Pompeo urged caution to the oil-rich Central Asian nation over its dealings with China, saying it could come with a loss of sovereignty it may hurt instead of helping the country's long-term development.
We fully support Kazakhstan's freedom to choose to do business with whatever country, whichever country it wants. But I'm confident. I'm confident the countries get the best outcomes when they partner with American companies.
Mr. Pompeo also said the U.S. is willing to help them against the coronavirus outbreak in neighboring China. I'm John Clemens.
After the Kansas City Chiefs stormed back to win the Super Bowl, defensive tackle Derek Nnadi celebrated the victory in a very unique way by helping animals in need. The Kansas City Pet Project announced on Facebook the star player had paid off the adoption fees for every single adoptable dog at each of their locations. Thanks to his incredible support following the win, more than 100 available dogs will have their adoption fees sponsored starting today. They said they've had an average of 20 new dogs coming into the shelter every day, so this comes at a great time as our shelter is full of wonderful pets looking for homes. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.